Welcome back to Gabbing with Gabe. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the show, we have five cast members from Hulu's brand new series, Vanderpump Villa, which premiered yesterday. The premise of the show, which I'm sure you've seen advertised already, is a group of people with hospitality experience fly over to a villa in France that Lisa Vanderpump owned and has turned into a hotel of sorts. The group of messy bartenders and waiters and chefs and event planners descend onto the chateau to prove their worth as Lisa Vanderpump and occasionally Ken float around, poke and prod and observe as they welcome new guests every few days. Ahead of doing these three separate interviews, one with Marciano and Emily, who are a pair of tumultuous exes, one with Emily and Andre, who seem great so far and have both shared intense details about their backstories, and then, of course, one with Lisa Vanderpump herself, who I got 5 minutes with as part of the virtual junket for the show. I asked them about impressing her, what advice she's given them, and what it's like trying to perform the hospitality side of the gig well while also delivering good reality TV, which are two things that are kind of by definition in opposition to one another. Obviously, that makes for good reality TV, good drama, and that's just the sort of tension that we're looking for. The show is pretty solid so far, though I've only watched the first three episodes, so I'm still curious how the rest of the season will go. For me, it's falling somewhere between Vanderpump Rules and Vanderpump Dogs, the short-lived show about the people who work at Lisa's dog store and adoption center. That is admittedly a wide gap, but let's just roll with it for now before we make any snap judgments on Vanderpump Villa, which definitely has some promising cast members, a fun premise, and some entertaining drama already. Keep listening for my interviews with Lisa Vanderpump and the cast of Vanderpump Villa. Stream the show now on Hulu, and please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to Gabbing with Gib wherever you get your podcasts. I'll see you Friday for an episode about Real Housewives. I want to gab. All right, today we are gabbing with Hannah and Marciano from Vanderpump Villa, which is coming out on April 1st on Hulu. You guys, are you ready for this reality TV experience? You're jumping in head first.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. So exciting.
We have a lot to talk about with you two. I'm glad that you're paired together. I watched the first four episodes of Vanderpump Villa. We're recording this like a week or two before it comes out. But, you know, obviously we're well acquainted with Lisa Vanderpump from Housewives, from Vanderpump Rules. What were your expectations of this experience based on what you had seen and heard from those shows and just about her in general?
I think everything that I thought of her on all reality TV is actually her, and she's an amazing human being. I'm very grateful to get the opportunity to have gone to France and work for her in her beautiful chateau. So it was definitely a once in a lifetime opportunity.
What about you, Marciano?
Yeah, honestly. So, I mean, there's so many different levels to it, right? I mean, from a working standpoint, when I say working, I mean like actually doing our jobs in the hospitality standpoint, there were such high expectations. But not only on that, because she's been so successful in her TV career as well with Vanderpump Rules and the Housewives, we knew that there was a lot of expectations with that too. So we really had to bring every single level of Hannah and Marciano to this experience to give the fans everything we possibly could. So I think that that's what was really so great about this experience with Lisa.
Right. And it's one of those things where it's like what you just talked about, which is like being good at the hospitality side of this gig, but then also delivering good reality TV. Those can be at odds with one another, right? Was that a hard balance to strike throughout the whole experience?
Well, what made it so hard was that our show is so different from every other show because there's no off time. We had cameras on us 24/7. And
you saw everything.
So thing was that we really had to always be dialed in with everything we did when it came to our job and being on TV. There was no hiding. You could not hide. We had to be our true authentic selves. If not, it just wouldn't have been real. The guests would have had the guests and the fans would have had known that we just weren't real.
Yeah. Hannah, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah. To piggyback on that, I mean, we were definitely ourselves, and that's actually how we are in the real world because we do work together. So everything you see on the show, we're being our true authentic selves. So exactly what he said.
Okay, so for people who are listening or watching this before having seen the show, you two dated, you broke up after there was some infidelity involved in that breakup. 6 months later, you're on this show together. And Hannah, you said that you guys had hooked up a month before going to France. Did you guys know that you were both going on this experience? Was there any conversation that happened before both agreeing to sign up for this?
Yes. Yeah. He actually, Steven, Marciano knew Steven. I never met Steven, but Steven's the one that got Marciano the opportunity. And then I think it was like 2 weeks, 3 weeks before they were all supposed to go to France. Marciano presented me with the opportunity from Steven. So, I mean, wow. I didn't. Yeah.
You
it
jumped.
Happened pretty quick.
Yeah.
I mean, we also, but just to give the fans perspective as well, we weren't 100% certain either one of us is going, but so we didn't mm-hmm. know at the end of the day until like, really, honestly, we started filming. That's why, like, you'll see, like, I'm still very shocked to see her in this experience.
Yeah.
So it was not like it was like, hey, we're going, we're doing this type of thing. Like, there was no like communication like that. Like, I knew that when Steven had presented the opportunity that we needed somebody else, the first person I thought of was her and her friend, just because like they would be great for TV. They'd be great for the show in itself. I knew that like it would also cause a lot of conflict for me. So I had to be willing to accept that if she gets on the show, like I could have some serious problems. So,
well it was a good suggestion. It's resulting in some good TV. So I think that you made the
was
right
it good?
Call. Yeah. It's been great so far, honestly. And I think that like having this sort of pre-existing thing to like attach to is also really helpful, I think, as viewers, because it gives us just something to know right off the bat about two of the people that, and we're meeting all of you guys for the first time. So I think it's helpful to have that. And you two are obviously drawn to one another, but also you can't help but clash. Like, I mean, we're seeing the kind of ups and downs between in your relationship. I mean, you weren't in a relationship, but in your dynamic, I would say, in these first 3 to 4 episodes that I've seen, how would each of you describe your dynamic or your relationship?
So I think Marciano and I, we butt heads because we both really speak our minds. We're very blunt and we don't hold back. So, I mean, I could say something, it can rub him the wrong way, or he could say something to me and it rubs me the wrong way. So that's definitely where we clash and bump heads. But at the end of the day, we both love each other. And he is like, I mean, I'm so grateful that he's part of this experience with me and on the journey.
I think that's what really it comes down to, is that we're such big personalities, but we also have big hearts. We really do care about each other. Even when we're upset with each other, we really do not want to hurt one of each other. And if we do, and you'll see on the show, it's unfortunate, but it's not with malintent. You know, we do love each other. And at the end of the day, I don't think I could have gotten through this experience without her. And I'm sure she would probably say the same thing. And it was, something that we're both very grateful to do together.
So are you two a couple now?
You've only watched 4 episodes.
Okay. Okay. And there's been some time since then, but
I think
there's been time.
I think, Gibson, if you watch the rest of the show, we'll see. And then the downtime of what comes out, we'll see.
Okay. Okay. Follow-up question. What did you each learn about your dynamic, your relationship from this experience? Did it teach you something that you didn't know before?
Yes, definitely. Like insecurity problems that I had during the show, and just realizing that, because when you aren't attached to the real world or you don't have your phone and you're on 24/7, just like learning that part about yourself, it was very like opening, and I'm very grateful that I got to learn that about myself.
That's really what I was going to say too, is it taught you such mental toughness that you had to be so mentally tough to be able to handle all of the adversity that was thrown.
Yeah.
Having Hannah there is something that we, you know, really, really, really helped, to be honest with you. Communication on our end, like, was something that I don't know how I would have gotten through it without it, to be honest with you. Like, because there was just such a burden every day that we didn't know how to act or how to behave. And we wanted to be ourselves, but then it's like, you're going stir crazy about doing a good job or doing this and that. And Hannah like really helped with my like mental clarity.
Good. That's
because
nice.
At the end of the day, like, we are sitting with our own thoughts. We have to go home to each other every night. Like, we don't get to go back to our own places and like decompress. So we're around these people 24/7. So that was definitely a hard thing to like navigate through.
For sure. All right. So we have time for 2 more questions. And I want to know, the first one is, what is the best advice that each of you have gotten from Lisa Vanderpump?
For me, it's just to be yourself, like, to be honest. Like, she knows what I bring to the table, and she knows, like, my best self is a loving, caring person, but is an outspoken, powerful person that you know, also can, like, command a room. That takes great awareness, as well as you know, a leadership role, in a sense that, like, I'm very blessed to be in a position to have. And she's given me every single, you know, power to feel that way.
Hannah?
I think hers was, you know, be yourself as well, but don't let anyone dim your light, and do your job correctly. And don't, you know, be that fun girl that, like, I met. Like, she always reminded me of that. So it was definitely nice to hear that from her all the time.
I love that. And then the final question, what makes Lisa Vanderpump so iconic?
The pink roses, everything, the way she dresses, the dog.
Yeah, everything. Donut and Puff.
Everything.
Like, I mean, her, just her charisma. Oh my gosh. Like, she just, her aura about herself, how she carries herself is, I mean, unbelievable. And just the presence of the chateau too is, like, so Lisa Vanderpump. Like, it's this rustic, beautiful looking, that every detail matters, that she puts in, and that's how she carries herself. If you look at her, she's so well put together. She's so beautiful.
The branding is on point always with her. Well, yeah. Hannah and Marciano, I'm excited for the show to be out in the world. I'm excited for you guys to have the experience, and I think people will react well to this show. I really do. I want to gab. Today we're gabbing with Andre and Emily from the new Vanderpump Villa on Hulu. You guys, I've watched the first 4 episodes. It's great so far. How are you feeling jumping into the world of reality TV?
I mean, it's definitely intimidating. It's definitely scary, but I'm so excited. I mean, I've never done anything like this before in my life. So it's the nerves, it's the excitement, it's the buildup of it. Like, the fact that it's finally here and it's coming out and people have been watching, like, you've seen the first 4 episodes. It's so exciting. So I'm nothing but grateful for the opportunity and excited to see what's to come from it.
Nervous for sure. But you know, you just try to, you know, all you want people to like you, but like you said, you're human. So some people probably aren't going to like us or me, and some people will love me. I'm nervous, but I'm excited because there's so much real raw emotions in it. So, and that hopefully leads to deeper connection with the audience as well.
For sure. Yeah. You can't control how people are going to react to you, and nobody is for everybody. And I would just say, try to stay out of the comments as much as possible. That's probably what I've learned from doing all this. But obviously, you know, we're all, as viewers, very well acquainted with Lisa Vanderpump from Housewives, from Vanderpump Rules. What were your expectations going into this experience based on what you had seen and heard from those shows and just from her in general?
I was ready to work hard. I knew how particular she was. I was ready to have to step my game up. I was ready to really work and show her, like, I can do this. Like, I'm so glad you picked me. Like, thank you. I wanted to show her so badly that, like, she made the right choice. So it definitely caused a little bit of anxiety at first. But then as soon as you start talking to her and, like, you work for her, she did nothing but calm my nerves. She's a great boss and just overall such a caring and nurturing figure. And I think I was just extremely grateful for this opportunity and to be able to work for her.
For me, I didn't really know too much about, you know, the Vanderpump Rules and everything like that. So not going in there with any expectation except for doing my job, I feel like was somewhat of a bonus, because then I'm not going in there super nervous. Of course, I heard about Lisa. Once I met her, you're like, okay, now I'm nervous. But then, like, once you have that, you know, once the first conversation comes, it's just like, oh, wait, I mean, not that nervous after all. And this is great. So not having any expectations, but seeing, you know, how particular she is and how successful she is, you're going to put expectations on yourself to make
you're sure automatically sort of leveling up because of that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Leveling. So yeah,
totally. So obviously there's kind of a push and pull on this show, because to do your jobs well from the hospitality perspective, you need to be really buttoned up and kind of, you know, following the rules, all these things. But you're also filming a reality show where to make good reality TV, you have to kind of push against some of those constraints. And you know, like it's a push and pull. What was it like for you guys striking that balance of doing both jobs essentially at the same time?
For us, it wasn't really a push and pull. For us, it was more of a just push. And like,
okay, you know,
the cameras are just there. So it wasn't, hey, you have to say this because you're doing this. No, it wasn't none of that. It was just like, if you worked in the hospitality industry or field, you're going to get into these arguments in real life, or you're going to get into these disagreements. You're going to have these ups. You're going to have these downs. So it was more like the camera. Oh, okay, the camera's here. Cool. But we were, it was, everything was exactly how real it was, raw emotion.
It would have been. Yeah. Right.
So
I was about to say, definitely was so like, I've never done reality TV, so I didn't know what to expect, but it was so much more real. Like, it was all real. I was like, oh my gosh, this is really, like, the emotions I was feeling, they were so real. And I was like, I'm genuinely mad right now. I'm genuinely happy right now. Like, what is going on? And I think the push and pull for each cast member was different. So learning to deal with everyone else is like, is that what I'm supposed to be doing? Is that what I'm supposed to, like, is this it? And it's like, oh no, that's genuinely just you. You're just crazy. Like, do I need to deal with everyone's different emotions? It's like, are you doing this because it's you? And it's, and then I've learned throughout it, it's like, it's genuinely them. Like, these people, we are all so different and coming together. I'm so excited for everyone to see the show just because it's real life. It's these different people who have never met with all these different personalities coming together and not just working, living and filming a show together. It was a crazy experience, but it was so much fun.
So the trailer for the rest of the season, again, I've seen the first several episodes, but there's a trailer that ends the first episode that shows us what's to come. And in that trailer, it teases both of you getting into some sort of entanglements in the house. Emily, maybe with Eric, and Andre, I can't tell if it's Grace or Gabriella. I think we're kind of interested in both. I don't know. I'm guessing that will be a little messy for each of you. Can you tease a little bit for what's to come in that respect?
Well, you want us to start gabbing, huh?
Yeah. You know, it's crazy how I always find myself in these situations. I don't know. I don't know. Me, I don't know. Maybe it's me. You know, you'll definitely see me for many relationships throughout the house. I'm not sure which ones are good and which ones are bad yet. You know, you'll the audience will definitely see me getting real. Real talking to some people.
Okay.
I got close with, hey, I love all my cast members so much. I just got super close to them.
Andre, anything to add?
You know, I was first and foremost extremely grateful to be out there, friend, and to be put in a situation where I potentially might or might not have options. So yeah, everything was copacetic.
Makes you think. I'm reading between the lines here. And also in these first couple of episodes, for both of you, we find out a little bit more about your backstories. We don't have the full story yet, but we find out some emotional things about both of you. And it can't be easy to share things that have happened in your past or things that are really emotional to talk about. But I'm guessing that a lot of viewers will find, or some viewers will find themselves in either of your stories. And I'm curious if you could just speak to your willingness to share that, being open about your stories on such a big platform.
Mm-hmm. I think it would first and foremost have to start with Lisa. I would say it would first and foremost have to start with Lisa. And the only reason why I say that is because she's made it so easy for us to come talk to her. Because she's a very genuine person and she genuinely cares about us. And for us, some of us, that was more of like a mother figure. And, you know, talking to your mom, you kind of let all your guards down. And then, like, that's when the emotional part comes in. Because I'm pretty sure I was emotional. Or somebody could have just been cutting onions. Who knows? But, yeah, you know, so it's just like she cares. And when you have people that care about you, you you let your guards down. You're more vulnerable. So it wasn't too hard. It wasn't planned either. So it was just like, it was natural. And
that's great.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was probably the hardest thing that I shared on the whole show. And I'm still not going to lie. I'm not looking forward to watching it back just because I'm scared. I'm super nervous for everyone else to see it. I wish I could say like, yeah, like it's going to be great. It's going to help people. But like, I'm genuinely so nervous. Like, it's hard being that vulnerable and like telling people your story. Like, the whole world's going to know like such an intense thing that really did shape my life. Like, that was probably the most intense thing that's happened to me. And it's nerve wracking knowing that everyone's going to see it. But I just have to trust that there are people out there that it will help and that can relate to it. And that's kind of what's keeping me smiling.
That's great. That's a Yeah, that's the best way to look at it. We're running out of time, but I have two quick questions for each of you to end this on a fun note. One is, what is the best advice that you've gotten from Lisa Vanderpump?
Be yourself.
I was about to say more. She definitely taught me to trust in myself and not second guess myself so much and not doubt myself. Like, I picked you for a reason. Like, when she kept reassuring me of that, it just, best advice, be myself, trust myself.
That's awesome. And then the last question, what makes Lisa Vanderpump so iconic in your eyes?
Oh, everything. It leaves that Vanderpump, her hats, her headwear, her dogs.
Smells like money, looks like money, talks like money, walks like money. This is what money
literally
is.
Literally, everything.
It's the detail. She's very particular. And she wants the style to be the best. And hey, she's doing a good job.
She kills it. Yeah, totally. Well, thanks for taking the time today, you guys. I'm excited for everyone to see this show. I'm excited for you guys to have this experience, and I know it will go great. So everyone's so excited for this. Congratulations. I want to gab. Okay, today we're gabbing with the one and only Lisa Vanderpump, the woman who so famously said that life should be about diamonds and rosé. To celebrate the premiere of Vanderpump Villa on Hulu, Lisa, congratulations on having another show under your belt. How are you feeling about it being out in the world so soon?
Well, it was a passion project, Gibson. So it was really, really wonderful to see it come to fruition. I had brilliant partners to work with. The production company Boone and Murray were exceptional, and Hulu was, they really were, they, because they said, it's your vision, we want you to do what you would do, you don't, there's no directive from us, just if you want to make it as gorgeous as you want, we're in, we trust you. So it was really wonderful to actually have that confidence behind us. You know, the show's just, it's naughty, it's kind of deliciously, it's poignant though, because we have guests celebrating very important occasions of their life, and it's immersive. And if you put 12 people from all walks of life, all with pretty strong personalities, then shit happens. But you know, it was interesting to follow that. But my biggest challenge, Gibson, it wasn't like, although it was a reality show, mm-hmm. we have real people coming for their experience with their real events. So there were things that we couldn't screw up, you know, because there were engagements. There was this rebirth ball. There was, you know, all these very poignant experiences that they had to leave Vanderpump Villa feeling they'd had a really good time. It was how we do that. And sometimes back up.
Oh my gosh. It's, well, I think what's one of the most compelling things about the show, I've seen the first four episodes, is the sort of push and pull between, you know, these people who are clashing in the back of the house, but they have to do their hospitality jobs well, but you're also getting a good reality show out of it. It's a really, there's a lot of different factors that I think makes it really, again, compelling.
I think I had more patience in Vanderpump Villa. I think I've lost my shit more on Vanderpump Rules when people say, because I had to have more patience in this scenario and I had to make it work because it wasn't like being in a restaurant where you go, you're suspended, you're out, you're done. Because I had 12 jobs to fill and I had 12 people. So it became quite complicated, the how I worked things out. We had to work it out.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we worked it out, whether it's between the stop, between me and them, how. But, you know, some of it was a learning experience for some. At Marciano, I can really say it was a learning experience for him.
That's great. And Lisa, I think one of the things that is kind of comforting and definitely sweet to see is, and it connects it to Vanderpump Rules as well, but it's like you become this mentor slash sometimes mother figure to some of these younger people who you connect with, and you help nurture them and make them better at their jobs. Is that part of why you like to expand your hospitality empire so much? Is that part of the appeal of connecting with people who work for you and helping them improve themselves?
So many young people, they just doubt themselves or don't have the confidence, or, you know, you see some of the same mistakes that are made over and over again with young people that you just want to say, I've been there, I've done it, and I've wasted my time. I mean, I was lucky I was married to somebody that had so much confidence in me. But, you know, people struggling with different issues or so, yes. And as a kind of matriarchal figure on Vanderpump Rules as well, you try to always listen, but try to advise. Sometimes you have to be tough on people. Sometimes you do. That's my responsibility.
So Lisa, today I've had two other interviews with their pairs of people that are on Vanderpump Villa with you and work for you. And I asked all of them, what's the best advice that Lisa Vanderpump has given you? What do you think that they would say to that question? What do you kind of consider to be your most sage advice that you give out?
Probably don't quit, stiff upper lip, keep moving forward. I don't know. What is it?
A lot of them have said, be yourself and just stay true to yourself.
Yeah. Oh, well, in that regard, with as a reality star, I can't tell you anybody else if they fake it or they're trying to put their best foot forward. Well, I mean, they should do it at work anyway, but it's just to be honest. Mm-hmm. Because it will catch up to you. It will catch up to you. And sometimes to own it, you know, it almost diffuses it. If you go, you're right. I screwed up. I get it. But to be yourself, because I see, you know, you see all these marriages break down, for example, on all these different reality shows. And, oh, I love him. He's perfect. And guess what? It's not. Hasn't been. So I think, you know, it's about, like, I've always been the one to say, oh my God, being married, sometimes I want to kill him. I'm not, you know what I mean? It's like, that's life.
Yeah, don't pretend that it's picture perfect. Like, wait, there's no life that is perfect.
That's why I say in this book that I'm writing that will never be released, even though I've shot the cover for it. It still I'll never finish it, by the way. So people always ask where can they order it? I go, you don't bother because I'll never release it. I talk about imperfect beings trying to make a perfect relationship. It is hard. And then you put 12 of them together in small rooms and then say, okay, let's get to work. And the stakes are, oh, I had tears, I had tantrums, I had this and that. But, you know, ultimately, we made a great show.
I agree.
It's got a lot of heart in it as well.
Yeah, I agree. I've loved the episodes that I've seen, Lisa. And again, congratulations on having another show. That's all the time we have. I think I'm excited for everyone to see this. I really am.
Well, I love gabbing with you, Gibson. So thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gib on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes. And subscribe to Gabbing with Gib on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gib Sonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and keep up with all things Gabbing with Gib at Gabbing with Gib on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gib is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.